Oh, you know what's going to keep more than a couple inches of snow to keep David Allen Miller from coming on this show?
Here, here, here. Joe, Joe, Joe. Through rain and sleet and snow, Joe is always there.
Yeah. I'm going to actually just press that blue button there.
Blue button.
Because no one can hear me.
No, now you can. Now
let me say it again.
Now they can.
Joe, 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 through rain and sleet and snow. You can't stop him.
It's great to have you here.
There's
David
nowhere
Allen...
I'd rather be except at home, Joe, today.
David Allen Miller joins us to talk about not one, not two, but three incredible performances. And we'll give you the schedule here in just a moment. But we start with the fact that the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall is newly renovated. They're going to welcome the Grammy Award-winning Albany Symphony for performances on December 13th and 14th. We'll talk about that. Also, they're going to have on December 7th the Magic of the Season. That's at the Palace Theater. That's on a Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, I believe.
Absolutely. December 7th, this coming Sunday.
December
right?
7th.
Yeah.
And the Capital Region's most beloved holiday spectacular, and it is a spectacular. It is as heartwarming as the maestro is himself. It's a pleasure to welcome David Allen Miller to our program. How are you?
That's very kind of you, Joe. I'm great. And I have to say, I just love this little holiday period we're entering. You know, once we get that turkey out of the way, last night I was over at the Music Studio, one of our great youth acts, of which we have many, many, many in this Sunday's show. We were rehearsing some really exciting new, brand new pieces that have been commissioned specifically for them for this show. And it just makes my heart leap to be able to present all these wonderful young artists and to join them with the symphony.
So let's do this in order. On December 7th is the Magic of the Season, and this is what you were just referring to, but this is a holiday spectacular. It's the big blowout, happens at the Palace Theater, and something that, it's a yearly...
It is. It's a great
traditional, wonderful celebration.
Great celebration for families, people of all ages and stages. There's a big sing-along at the end, big holiday sing-along. It has been called The Magic of Christmas, and this year we just wanted to make it a little more inclusive, so we're calling it The Magic of the Season. Same show, mainly the same repertoire, a couple of Hanukkah songs, a little bit of diversion from pure Christmas, but
yep.
All your favorites. We have friends from the Northeast Ballet, Darlene Meyer's great troupe dancing some of the Nutcracker selections. We have an amazing chorus, the CDYC, the Capital District Youth Chorale, joined by two high school choruses from Johnstown and Saratoga Springs. They're going to be our chorus and singing all sorts of beautiful holiday favorites. Our friends from the music studio are going to be with us, singing, dancing, and playing their amazing ORF instruments, which is what I wanted to just tell you about in a moment. And then we also have another dance company, these amazing, and I always have a little trouble with the pronunciation of the name. It used to be the Boland School of Irish Dance, but it's now called Rinke Cobra, which I think means dance forever, and these amazing Irish dancers in full regalia doing their thing, and that's always just a huge, just one of the huge moments of the show. So it's going to be a great, joyous celebration for everybody, a little kid conducting jingle bells and such. It's just a lot of fun.
First of all, you're not the little kid, right?
I'm not the little
kid. Okay, just sharing.
And usually the little kid conducts so well that it's like, why am I the conductor? Why aren't they the conductor? Yeah.
Well, so many balls, you know.
Oh,
so many plates
it's
to keep spinning.
Barnum and Bailey. It's the Ringling Brothers. It's a whole production.
But as you were talking about it, I'm thinking
hundreds
to myself,
of kids.
How wonderful it is that we have all of these artistic institutions in our area that allow themselves and allow the children the opportunity to be on the stage of the Palace Theater
and
to perform.
I feel that so strongly, and I always say it in the show, that it's like, can you imagine that there's this much talent among all the kids of the Capital Region? We put 300 or 400 kids on the stage with us, and they are just fantastic. And they've been working for months. You know, I went to the music studio last night, Monday night, but they've been working for months preparing these incredibly involved, spectacular things. They do this thing that I just have to tell you about quickly, briefly. There's something called ORF orchestras or ORF instruments. Karl ORF was a famous German conductor who wrote Carmina Burana. That's his most famous piece. But he was also very well known as an educator, and he developed this music teaching system where the kids learn to play on little mallet instruments, xylophones and metallophones and glockenspiels and things, as well as just straight drum percussion instruments. And so Mrs. Liberty at the music studio, this wonderful after-school music education program that she's run in Albany for, I think, almost 40 years, if that, maybe even more, they have these amazing authentic ORF instruments. And there are about 80 kids playing these incredible instruments. And we have, as a tradition every year, commissioned this wonderful composer who lives in Minnesota named Paul Gehrke to create a collaborative piece for ORF instrument, ORF orchestra with symphony orchestra. And he's just done a beautiful new one that we're debuting. We're giving the world premiere of on Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. on this concert. And no other orchestra in the world, as far as I can tell, either, first of all, ever plays with a full ORF orchestra and a symphony orchestra, but does a holiday show combining the two. So they're in front, about 80 or 90 kids, and the full orchestra is behind them, and we play this piece together. And it's incredibly ornate and involved and complicated, and they have just mastered it. They're just unbelievable kids.
That's really cool.
It's really exciting. It's
very,
all made up
fun.
Of holiday tunes. It's really a very wonderful thing.
Now, we have we are up against time, unfortunately, but I do want to talk about this other, and if we don't fully get to it, David, maybe you can come back and tell us all about it before the 13th and 14th. But this is an amazing performance, two performances. It's the same show, but you have two opportunities to see it.
Right. Thrilling program. It's our sort of annual holiday subscription concert, mainly Baroque classical themed. Bach's Fifth Brandenburg, Mozart's perhaps greatest piano concerto played on the forte piano, on the original piano that Mozart would have played it on, the D minor number 20, Haydn's famous surprise symphony. And we also have a world premiere of an extraordinary work by a 14-year-old composer, Isaac Thomas, who's like my buddy.
How did you find this kid?
Well, I do this thing in New York with the Little Orchestra Society, which basically does family concerts, and we always feature a young composer or two on every one of our concerts. And he was at Juilliard Preparatory Division, and his teacher, Ira Taxon, mentioned him to me. And he's just, I started working with him when he was 11, and now he's an old man of 14. And this is really his most monumental piece. It's about a 9 or 10 minute piece, and it's fantastic. It's called Pocket Sinfonietta. So, and we're going to have Yi-Heng Yang, the nation's foremost forte pianist, which is that original Mozart piano. She's playing the Mozart on the piano. She's playing the Bach with our great new concertmaster, Christina Bui, and our first flutist, Jiwon Ru. They're playing the Bach Brandenburg together with the harpsichord. So you'll hear the harpsichord, you'll hear the forte piano, you'll hear this incredible prodigy, Isaac Thomas. You get to be surprised by the Haydn Surprise Symphony. It's just an incredibly delicious holiday subscription concert.
And you're back at the Troy Music Hall.
And we're back in the greatest acoustic in America and possibly the world, in the beautiful Troy Savings Bank Music Hall.
So Saturday night, the 13th?
7:30. And Sunday at 3, I believe.
3.
Pre-concert talk an hour before both shows.
That's lovely.
It's going to be a warm,
beautiful,
yummy weekend.
Yep. Great stuff all the way around. December 4th, try again. December 7th is the magic of the season. That's happening at the Palace Theater. On the 13th and 14th is this incredible performance that David just talked about, with including Haydn and
Bach and Mozart and Isaac Thomas.
And Isaac Thomas.
Wait till you hear this kid.
Amazing.
He will blow your mind. Unbelievable.
Find out more at albanysymphony.com. Albanysymphony.com. David, a pleasure. Thank you very much. I hope you and the family have a beautiful holiday season. I hope you and the orchestra have just glorious concerts, and I thank you so much for coming and sharing, as always.
Thank you, Joe, and same to you and to your beautiful station, which does so much for our community.
Thank you so much. You can find out more at albanysymphony.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.